morning, it's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-415-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Past sins, he saved you from your present sin. And guess what? He know that since you are in this stuff here, that you are vulnerable to commit a sin tomorrow. So when he died for you, he justified you. Praise God, just as though you have not sinned. Praise God. You see, and when God declares the believing sinner righteous in Christ, that declaration never changes. No, it doesn't change. You see, your Christian experience changes from one day to another day, but justification never changes. Never changes. It never change. We may accuse ourselves, and we may even be accused by other folk. Praise God. But God will never accuse us. I got one lawyer in here. Any other lawyers in here? Praise God. I know I got one lawyer in here. Praise God. See, God will never stand up and accuse you before God if you have given your life to Jesus Christ, because you do know he's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Amen. You see, he will never do that. Why? Because he has already paid the penalty. Praise God, and we are secure in him. Amen. We are secure in him. So we find out first, God is for us. We find out second, praise God, that Christ died for us. And the third thing that we have found out, that God has justified us. But you want to know the next thing that this text lay out, that he has done, another reason why we ever were about being separated from his love? Praise God, this one here are going to blow your socks off. Praise God, because Christ intercedes for us. Look at verse 34. Amen. Verse 34 say, who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercessions for us. You see, there is a what I call a dual intercession here. Because, praise God, if you go back to Romans chapter 8 and look at verses 26 and 27, put those on the marquee. I don't have them here on my notes here. Praise God. Verse 27, not Matthew's. I need Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Praise God. There it is. What does it say? It's likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us. Praise God, make with us groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart and knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Can I put a pen right there for a minute? Praise God. Because that scripture right there lets me know that the Spirit of God intercedes for us. Praise God, when we are trying to pray and we don't even know what we want to pray for. Amen. And I'm glad we just celebrated all of those octogenarians, and I'm headed in that direction. And then sometimes when we get to a certain age in life, we have a time, sometimes we forget things. Praise God. So sometimes when I'm trying to pray, I may forget what I really want to say, but you want to know what? The Holy Spirit knows what I want to say. That's going to help a whole lot of people out. I was on the phone this morning, and I was praying, praise God, and I wanted to pray, praise God, for Sister Gladys Wilson. Those who are on the phone, y'all know it. Y'all were polite. Y'all didn't call her name, praise God. I said, I want to pray for that lady that's out there in California, because I was having a senior moment. But you want to know something? The Holy Spirit knew exactly what I was talking about. So we see a dual intercession here. The reason I say that's a dual intercession, because if we look at our text, it not only says that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groanings that we can't even utter, but it also says that, praise God, that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he is also interceding for us. Isn't that what's in the text? Amen. Look what it says. You see, as our high priest, let me back up. In other words, the same Savior who died for us is now interceding, praise God, for us in heaven. Let me back up, because I didn't hear not one person say amen on that. The same Savior who died for us, praise God, is now interceding in heaven for us. You see, as our high priest, he gives us the grace we need to overcome temptations and to defeat our enemy. Praise God. How many of y'all have any, let me see the hands. Maybe I need to phrase this another way. Let me see the hand. Let me see the hands of anybody here who have never been tempted. So that means that everybody in here have been tempted some kind of way. He has a remedy for that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 13 says this, tells us this, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you, praise God, to be tempted above that which you are able. But look what he goes on to do. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. What am I trying to say? Praise God, when those thoughts come into your mind that may not be pure, when those things, when one of your friends try to entice you to do something that is wrong, praise God, God, if you got the Spirit of God on the inside of you, if you are a child of God, praise God, he is going to give you a way to escape. Now it's up to you to take the escape route.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's good, Pastor.
Amen. The problem is that we got some folks, who think they're so big and bad they won't take God's escape route. You shouldn't go to this party tonight, but I've been preparing for this for the last. I done bought my beautiful dress. I bought my beautiful shirt, but I don't think you ought to go tonight. But you know, if I don't go, my friends are gonna say something about it. I don't think you ought to go tonight. But you go, praise God. And when you get in that club, when you get in that place, wherever it is, somebody break out and start shooting. Praise God. The bullet may not catch you, but praise God, but I guarantee you something. Praise God, the Spirit is gonna come back to your shoulder. Say, didn't I tell you that I didn't think you should have gone? So he was trying to give you a way out, but you wouldn't take it. My brothers and my sisters, intercession means that Jesus Christ represents us before the throne of God, and we do not have to represent ourselves. Praise God. I don't know about you, my brothers and my sisters, but that's good news. That's good news. Amen. That's good news. You see, we are not only saved by his death, yeah, but we are also saved by his life. Yeah. Amen. We find that Jesus intercedes for us. And it didn't just start with us. Praise God. I can take you all the way back. Praise God. Some of y'all know where I'm getting ready to go. Praise God. Where he had to intercede for his chief apostle. Amen. How many of y'all remember the Bible reads in here? No, Peter was about to go and deny him. Praise God. You find this back, I believe it's Luke chapter 12. You'll find that Peter was getting ready to go and deny Christ. Praise God. And Christ had to talk to him. Yes, praise God. Y'all want to know the words he said to him? I said 12, but 22. Praise God. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 through 32. Look what he said to Peter. Praise God. When Peter was about to go off and do something that was really crazy, he was going to deny his God. Yeah. But guess what? He spoke to him. He interceded for him. He said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you. Praise God. And that he may what? Sift you as wheat. Anybody have ever seen a sifter? You young folks, y'all don't know what that is. Everything y'all get is already mixed and gone, ready to go. But when we older folks had to do a sifter, you would put that flour and put that stuff in that sifter, crank that thing like that, and it would sift out all of the good stuff would fall on in the pan, praise God, and then all that old hard stuff stay in there, you throw that in the trash can. So Satan wanted to sift him as wheat, but look how he interceded for him. He said, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted. Now, he doesn't mean converted, I'm talking about giving his life, because Peter had already given his life. What he was trying to tell Peter, when you come back to your senses, Peter, when you come back to me, praise God, then I want you to go out now and strengthen those brethren of yours, praise God. So he interceded, praise God, he intercedes for each of us every day that we get up. Amen. So we have that's five reasons right there. Praise God. That's five. God is for us. Praise God. Christ died for us. God justifies us. And then what? Jesus intercedes for us. But let me give you number five as I get ready to get out of here. I'm not too long. Oh yeah, this it's just 20 minutes after. Praise God. I hope they got the I don't smell nothing. Oh, yeah. Look, finally, as I get ready to go, praise God, and close this thing out, Christ loves us. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor. You may not feel love by your husband. You may not feel love by your wife. You may not feel love by your mama or your daddy. You may not even feel love by your sister or your brother. But I'm here to tell you today, Jesus Christ loves you. Amen. And if you read verses 35 all the way down through the end of that text, they reflect that God cannot fail us. But it is possible, praise God, that we can fail him. Suppose a great trial come up. Suppose great suffering, praise God, come up against us, praise God, and we fail, praise God. What then should we do? Paul deals with this in these verses, and he comes to the conclusion that
you have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to